Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has a report on yet another frightening festivity.
If you're looking for something to do to celebrate the Halloween season, how about a dinner party with some dead people? For nearly a decade, the Peel Compton Foundation has hosted ghost walk tours in October. This year, a new event called Tales at Twilight is taking its place. Connie Hendricks-Krall, the executive director of the nonprofit organization, says it was time for a change.
For people who are familiar with special events, there's a rule of thumb that special events have a lifetime of about 7 years. This one had run for more years. It needed to be tweaked. And after last year, we all sat down and realized that there were some real logistical nightmares. Cemeteries, I guess it kind of goes together. We'd been doing the walks in the cemetery, and then they would go over to Peel Mansion. Well, there's two problems with that. They have to find parking near the cemetery. Then they have to transport themselves about a mile away back to Peel. And if you had bad weather, forget it. This way, with the new revision, we don't ever have to worry about weather. We also don't have to worry about daylight.
Tales at Twilight will premiere October 23rd and is presented by the Peel Compton Foundation in cooperation with Rogers Little Theater. The event will feature dinner and performances by local actors. Dinner will be catered by the main event, and the menu includes harvest roast chicken with fall vegetables and cobbler. During the tour portion of the evening, guests will be led to specific parts of Peel Mansion to watch actors perform three short vignettes. Connie, who has degrees in journalism and history, conducted much of the research herself and wrote the scripts for the short scenes. One of the vignettes features Colonel Samuel West Peel.
I knew that I wanted to incorporate as much of the Peel family because, after all, the mansion is named after them. They were a very prominent family in the sense that they were leaders in Northwest Arkansas in the 19th century. Then when you throw in the fact that Colonel Peel's brother-in-law was governor of Arkansas and then later was a senator, it just really made for perfect history. I'd done enough reading also to realize that Colonel Peel had been good friends with William Jennings Bryan. There's enough reference to that. I will admit I took a few liberties, but there's enough in the record to justify this. And as I researched William Jennings Bryan, kind of compared everything, I decided I would go with the year 1896 because that would have been the first time he was nominated for president. And there's a lot of similarities between that election and the one going on right now. The Midwest was going to be really the battleground then as it is now. So I put the three men in our parlor and had them reminisce.
This is just one of three scenes visitors will experience. Guests will be led into a room where they will see a frozen scene, which will then come to life as actors begin reciting their lines. Once the scene, which will last about 15 minutes, plays out, the actors will freeze again. Guests will then listen to a short narration at the end of the performance before continuing on to the next scene. A second vignette is based on the story of a doctor performing a surgery gone awry on a young girl with appendicitis. It features a bit of a surprising turn of events. The third vignette will feature Hope Holmes, one of the participating actors from Rogers Little Theater.
My vignette is where Mrs. Peel and her daughter Catherine are with two of the ladies of the area, I guess you'd say, or society ladies, putting food baskets together for the poor. Interesting, Mrs. Peel went through some really tough times when she was younger, and starvation was part of that. And she pretty much made that her passion to make sure her and her family were never in that dire straits again, and the people of the community were helped out as well. So that was her passion, is to helping the community, help feed the poor.
Those attending Tales at Twilight can help feed local people by bringing 5 canned food items or 2 non-perishable items to the event that will be donated to a local food bank. Hope is one of more than a dozen actors working on this event. The group to arrange the vignettes will be subdivided, so all vignettes will be occurring simultaneously throughout the house, which means actors will have to perform their scenes 6 times each night. Though it does require much preparation with costumes and rehearsals and installing additional lighting in the mansion, Hope, a self-proclaimed history buff, is looking forward to the event, which will showcase what life was like during 3 different time periods.
I think it's something that the community really needs to get on board with. We don't have anything like this around Northwest Arkansas as far as reenactments. I mean, we've got the Civil War over at Pea Ridge and various places, and that's great, but there are a lot of historic places around Northwest Arkansas that have stories to tell. And I think that this could be something that, you know, going forward, that other places can do as well. And, I mean, bring history to life. How much more fun is that, you know? it'll be great for the kids because, I mean, they sit in the classroom and they hear about this stuff. But when you can see it, I mean, like any movie or anything like that, it just pops off, you know, the page at them. So, yeah, I think this will be something fun. And I hope that the, you know, community can take a look at this and say, that's something that we could do with our historic places as well.
Connie Hendricks-Krall, Executive Director of the Peel Compton Foundation, says this new event will provide another way to celebrate the Halloween season.
I think it's a different way to enjoy Halloween. You know, for people that are real Halloween buffs, first of all, Peel House at night is just really spectacular. I think you'll just get a big kick out of that. The second thing is, you know, you just don't see live reenactments right before your eyes. I mean, you're going to be very intimate because you're only going to be a few feet away from the actors as they stage that. And I think between the history and then what I call my fun vignette with the little girl, I think it'll just make for an unusual evening.
Tales at Twilight has performances scheduled for 6:30 p.m. October 23rd through 25th at Peel Mansion in Bentonville. Tickets are $25 for those 18 and older, $20 for 12 to 17-year-olds, $12.50 for 6 to 11-year-olds, and children younger than 6 are free. The ticket price does include a meal in the carriage house, and reservations are encouraged. More information is available at peelcompton.org/tales.
Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda filed that report for a daily edition of Ozarks This Week.